If you ride the Washington State ferries, prepare to pay a bit more. The state wants to increase fares by about 6% during the next year. To minimize the sticker shock for families, though, the proposal includes a big discount for school-age kids, as KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
Two tickets for Bremerton, that's going to be $15.40.
For a lot of people, a ferry ride is more than just about getting from point A to point B.
Sometimes you might see some orcas.
Yeah. Or jellyfishes or seals.
I also like the ice cream sandwiches on there.
Grandfather Dan Brom is chaperone for this trio of boys at the Seattle Ferry Terminal. Brom just paid about $22 for all their round-trip tickets to Bremerton.
It was $22.45.
He's glad to hear the proposal would cut youth fares by about $2 apiece.
I think that's great. I think that's family-friendly, encourages families to be together, and I think that's a good thing.
For the next week, the State Transportation Commission is holding public hearings about the fare proposal. Under the plan, most rates would go up in October and again in 2014. The commission says the rate hike is needed to meet revenue targets. The ticket increases range from a few nickels to a few dollars, depending on the route and the type of vehicle. Take the Seattle to Bainbridge ferry, for example. A peak season round-trip fare for a car and driver would go up 90 cents to $17.30. But on a San Juan Island route, the price for that same car and driver would increase $3 to more than $60.
I think those fares are ridiculous.
That's Port Townsend resident Mike Taponia. His family rides a ferry a couple times a month. He says lower youth fares won't get him to ride the ferries more. What would is a cheaper ticket to the San Juan Islands.
I haven't been up there in, 4 years, so that's, indication of fares stopping me from traveling up there for sure.
Public hearings about the fare changes are scheduled on Vashon and Bainbridge Islands in the coming days. The commission aims to finalize the plan by the end of the month. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.